My name is Kgaogelo Masweneng. The biblical quote, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross," has seeped into the African spirituality space, with many people getting confused when those who are sangomas or claim to have spiritual powers face everyday troubles such as death in their families, like the rest of us. Recently, a popular gobela online, Gogo Skoteni, lost her child, and this sparked a rather interesting conversation around why she could not foresee this and in fact prevent the death, since she claims to have spiritual powers. Dr. Kanyisile Litchfield-Chabalala, a cultural and African spirituality expert, answers why we have so many sangomas suddenly, what happens in a consultation, and why do black people consult sangomas so much? How can you tell if someone is a fake sangoma or not? And just how powerful are they really? The views expressed on this podcast are solely hers and not those of Times Live.
Despite African spirituality not being statutory, it's not on TV, there are no holidays celebrated by the nation, but at the same time, it does exist. So on that front, it's good. It's bad in that it's just become fashion for me. It's just fashionable. Not everybody who experiences ancestral spirits, melayotwasa. But very few genuine sangomas will tell you, "Hore, no, you actually don't need uktwasa. You just need for some sedity and then carry on with your life." Because uktwasa itself has become a business. I mean, I hear it costs over 100,000. So it's money. Therefore, just like the rot that is in the Christian church, especially the evangelical or the so-called born-again church or the ministry churches, ngoba, the entity in charge becomes the persona around which everything is built. It can easily flip into a cult. Ubungoma nabo saying, ubungoma can easily flip into a cult. Ngoba awukho accountable to anyone. Especially if when a original gobela osega namathwasa, maybe 10 different batches of amathwasa, and when umuntu wakuthwasisa washona. So account kubani? We are authority. You have people over whom you are exercising authority, but who's exercising authority over you? And even if ukobela wako uyaphila, I mean, ukobela wako, if he flipped into a cult, uzokuthwasisa nawe and teach you the cult way. So angeke abe authority over you. So it's good and bad. It started the conversation. I mean, we are here, you know, and you work for the media. Oh, okay. All right. So media people are interested because you see it. But the flip side is that it's just, for me, like the born again fraternity and the springing of churches every second week. There's a church around the corner. I mean, izangoma ziyanda, but the social ills are not going down. The churches are also increasing, but social ills are not going down. I mean, in the last 30 years, I say South Africa morally has taken such a downswing. Mara, increase yezangoma between naha ke khula. Okay, I was born in 62, so let's say by 72 I'm 10, so I'm beginning to notice my surroundings. And then say 76, I'm 16, there wasn't such a number of izangoma out there. You actually, they were far and few in between. And those that were there far and few in between were not engaged with the community, I think, which is my concern number one. Ngoba ubungoma in itself is a life of isolation. That's why abantu bebangabufuni ubungoma, but prefer ubunyanga. Ngoba ubunyanga buthwasele. So you live within the community. In fact, you are a doctor, so you can't be shun the community because these are the people that need you. Ubungoma wants a heightened spiritual attunement. So you can't be etshwaleni Friday, you're on social media 16 hours of 24 hours of a day. You're on drugs, you're on alcohol, you have 10 girlfriends, we mail. It's just, it's too busy. Like, uhlala nini endumbeni. When do you have a quiet time? Ngoba ngazi ngami mina ngoloko ongasisa ngoma ukuthi if I have not stayed endumbeni enough and had a quiet time, I feel it. Nalaba who are genuine Christians will tell you ukuthi if I have not spent that time, I feel it. My spirit is all over the place, you know? So, yeah, it's become fashion, it's become money, and it's very concerning. Mm. And it flips also into being a cult very easily because, and I know most of them won't like what I say when I say it this way. When Christianity came here, if you go 180, we are in 2024. So in essence, Christianity is 2024 years old. Africans are the first race on earth. We precede Christianity by thousands of years. I mean, the civilization of Kemet alone, which Arabs renamed Egypt after they conquered it, or of Nubia, which has now become Sudan, but the south, not the north, because the north are those Arabs that arrived there in 639, near Islam. Now, Christianity is 180, Islam is 639, Jehovah's Witness 2024. How are those two religions prescribing and intertwining with African spirituality? It's a sense game. It really doesn't make sense. Ngoba, Christianity practiced purely tells you that there's no mediator between God and men except Jesus. Now, how are ancestors mediators for you? How are you able to reconcile the two? You know, and a captain, a white captain, when I was in the Navy, was just like, Kainsley, you people are so confused. You reconcile things that are irreconcilable. Ngoba, how are you a Christian and practice your spirituality? The two are mutually exclusive, which is why people died resisting conversion to Christianity. Mm. Those old people, Bonehanda of Zimbabwe, you know, Vinta Kimba of Congo with a K, because they understood that embracing this in essence means I can't be myself. I can't practice my own. Now, when uthwasisa abantu and ngelanga lakho lokuphuma, niqale nisonte and then nini 2 hours senchangile senfake ubungoma, you have God who is a male. I always ask them, ma uthwasisa abantu and you are flip-flopping between Christianity and African spirituality and you pray to ubaba who is a God, I always ask them nakhawhe in Zulu mangithi umveli nqani bese ngithi akire bona they laba abamixayo, they are attesting that we male. I say fine, but I say umvelincane, and then I say unomsa is a female. So who decided that umvelincane is a male? Ngoba we don't have catechism, we don't have a Bible, we never sculpted them ever. Akuna muntu ongakutshela ukuthi aya I picture kamvelincane ngiyayazi, like we know of Jesus, you know, whether Jesus is false or not, but it's sculpted. That's the bottom line. We didn't sculpt ours. And ours were not even involved in our daily lives. That's why when white people came and the Arabs came, ka 639, white people ka 1400, they both came in this dispensation called the Common Era or after Domina for Christians, which is after Christ. When both came 9 centuries apart, Arabs first ka 639, white people ka 1400, the first thing they lambasted with our spirituality is that these people have an absent God, which I find, Mina, a strength actually and not a disadvantage or something to be. It's not a taboo like they need it to be. But they said your God is absent. And by right, umvelincane is absent in our lives because after umvelincane have deities, like for Zulu cosmology, I care about creation. I was telling someone, it's so hard to talk about African things because in the process, you need to define what you're talking about. And it's not just talking. Yeah. Yes. So I care about creation, it's cosmology. How did you come into being? If we don't believe in creation, there is isn't a single African cosmology that speaks to creation. People come into being. So, after umvelincane for amaZulu, as per the cosmology amaZulu, the next powerful deity is a female, nomkhubulwane. But you understand that umvelincane's gender is undisclosed. Asimazi ukuthi yini gender. We don't have gender grammar. So, asimazi gender. We actually assume ukuthi ungama gender wonke. And why do we assume he is both gender? They are both genders. Yabona, even in language, yala sijwayele hi. Why do we assume they are both genders? Because the cosmology of Zulu people say baphume emhlangeni badabuke emhlangeni. That's why in proposal labathi ubuyaphi bathu dabukaphi. So they believe ukuthi bahlubuke emhlangeni, they were ukuhlubuka kego uku yabona how to reborn ukuhluba mawuhluba makhasi.
Okay,
yeah, for bone kego etsang ka sotho how wa close matlalo a abone so that you get to the bone
bahlubukile.
Yeah, Gaspard, you were that.
Basically, they were peeled off.
Yeah, what is to peel, Gaspard? Oh, okay, go to peel, Gaspard. Yeah. So, Amazulu believe ukuthi bahlubukile emhlangeni. Now, they came forth, both male and female. That's why idayeti yabo enkulu is a female diet. With this originator's gender being undisclosed. Now, you will ask me today, okay, but why are they so ruthlessly patriarchal? And I'll say, I don't know, maybe we need to look in their conversion into Anglican. Koba, the Zulu royal family galoku converted into being Anglicans. Ngoba, if you go to Nakoyandaba, which was Ntate Wamkabayi, Lisenza ngakhona. Yes, Lisenza ngakhona. But Senza ngakhona clearly after. The initial kids, Kimkabayi litwini ya hai mama and another girl whose name I don't know, but nebali three. Mamba bona dies. And then Asia and to the queen, Ahunal Tibulo to inherit. It's not patriarchy, I always say to people. It's not patrilineality, but the two are not the same. Patrilineality means heritage is paternal. It doesn't mean that then women are the property of men, which is what patriarchy is.
Okay.
So now they need an heir because they are patrilineal people. And Mkabayi can see that this man is not going to marry. In any case, he had one wife. Kanakoya's table, which was very rife then. He had one wife. So Mkabayi quickly surmises, good, this one is not a woman's man. And because we are like this, the other nationalities around us are going to start attacking us to contend for this throne. I mean, it was normal in those times. In any human history, whether Mongoloid race, the yellow people or Caucasian, the white people, it's like that. So she rises up. Uyofunumfazi for ubabake. I mean, we are assuming, and it's a correct assumption. Bupilo banako eo, she would have started in her msamo, her home altar, wapahla, watela, because she says to the people around, the woman that I will take, I will make sure the first time they get pregnant, they give birth to an heir, and that is it. Arribatli banababang, we just want an heir. We are humped again. She gets a woman by the surname of Sibiya. Istalazelo sakwa Sibiya umthaniya. Sereka. So uyeza nomamthani. Mamthani yangempela gets pregnant, gives birth to a boy called Senza Ngakhona. Ubabake says, Mkaba you wenze ngakhona, you did well. So the boy's name is Senza Ngakhona. Senza Ngakhona is Shaka's father. Now when Zulu people describe themselves today, abathi sisizwe sika Shaka, despite the fact that Shaka is the one that put them on the map. Because they were smaller, they were other nations then, like Abagadingiswayo, they were called what? Okhumalo, I think. But the king was Dingiswayo. Or Omthetho, Abagamthetho. The king was Dingiswayo. Kwakhona abanye, the king was Qwabi. They were called Omkhatshwa, something like that. But they were like four powerful ones at the time. They were smaller than the four. That's why when Nandi gets pregnant out of wedlock and she wonders, it's one of those what had to raise Shaka. They were bigger than these ones. So Shaka literally is the one that attacked the rest. Otingisai Zangaba attacked because Kulele Khon. He was just like, guys, capitulate. I will overrun you anyway. But I don't want to kill you. So he's the one who grew them and put them on the map. That's why Amazulu, unlike Abatswana, angeke kutwa, khunali barolo, khunali batlaping, khunali ing. Ushaka waba attacka bonke, finish those things and just molded one. So mawuhlangana nomuntu whose name is Khumalo uthi ngumZulu namhlanje, but by right they were a nation on their own. Uhlangana nomuntu athi ngwakamkhatshwa or uQwabe or uNdwandwe, they are one people bekwabakadingiswayo lakhulele khona, so they were a nation on their own. Now logically they supposed to describe themselves and say sisizwe sikaShaka, but they don't, but sisizwe sikaMthaniya, and Mthaniya is a woman. And hardly do most people understand that. Even Amazulu, some of them don't even realize Mthaniya was a woman. So you need to ask yourself, okay, then when did patriarchy seep into these people? Ngoba undaba though he had three girls, only his three girls were in charge of military battalions. Umkabayi was in charge of a battalion called Abaqulus. The time of Zulu Royals, the football club, it was called Abaqulus. That was Mkabayi's battalion. Mama ran a different battalion. They were all military commanders. And Mkabayi then, because he's a military commander, obviously has a say in the nation. That's why he could rise up and go and take a wife for his father, who is a king. You can't do that in a patriarchal society. Like, who are you? You are a woman. So, and Ushaka during his time, the highest citizen of the land was Umamake, Indlovukazi, which is what Eswatini still practices, because even in government buildings, the picture on the wall, the highest person is the woman, Indlovukazi, then the king is below. So you then would ask yourself, Mabati, Izangoma Sithwasi Sabantu, okay, bayaqala bayathandaza, and they do say, Baba, Nkosi, and I'm just like, I can't be party to this, because I mean, I don't subscribe to the concept of God in the first place. We never had gods, we had originators. Because God is too unquestionable. Yes, when you become a god, Galugu, it means you have overriding authority over everything. That's a god. That's why in Christianity, but blind faith, you can't question. Because the religion subscribes to a god. Its originators, they are questioned. I mean, the book I've just written, which we are trying to market, I think we are having our fourth marketing drive now this September, like June, I think, because I need to self-publish. I think I looked at about 30 or 40 cosmologies in Africa. When you look at all of them, you'll see that there are those where the originator was not an absent originator, Nadula Libato. But abantu tire them so much on my question or by doing wrong things, da, 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 da. And then the originator will just decide, look here, guys, me, I'm retreating to my place in the skies. Mizosa. Here I give you authority. Run your mess. You consult me when you need advice. So, and then when they start practicing, they will question and say, oh, but why Indo Injena? Why Injena? So you then realize, Guti, you can't transplant the concept of godness from religion into African spirituality. Ngoba, these concepts carry two different philosophies. Le iti, I'm omnipresent, I'm omniscient, I'm unquestioned. I bring you into this earth with a predestiny, which is where we then ask Tinabanye Guti, did Judas even have a choice? If it was Judas's destiny to come and sell Christ, did even have a choice in the matter? Why judge him after that? You know? But that's religion. That's why he say the absent God for me is a better concept. Well, but the present God, you can punch so many holes. He's too present in human lives that in the end, he gets sucked into the problems of human life. I mean, God takes Moses out of Gwachetro because Moses killed an Egyptian. Wabaleg. God took a Jethro. God married, they accepted him. Washad. Now he's heading the flock. Unomfaz, no second umdwana futila. One or two, I think, even. He's heading the flock. God appears to him in the form of a bush. Uti hambala, go liberate my people. Aga kulumi about the family that he is breaking. This man is leaving a wife. He's leaving people who accepted him, my refugee. At his altar, my Shia Gunjal, and he left them like that. He gets la, we have a keeper. He gives him another wife here. I'm like, no, the absent God is a better concept, guys. This thing, I'm just like, but what type of God is this? We have a Shia, umtolam sadiumu. Moses tarries with these people for 40 years in the desert. It's an 11 year journey. It's been calculated now from Egypt to the promised, so-called promised land where the Jews are. Now, for 40 years, I mean, utatabantu, yeah, they have a slave mentality. If ngempela they were slaves for three generations by the time he gets them, that's what the Bible says. So you don't expect labo bantu labo that in the desert they are going to be just you know, with degrees, things at different level. Even Kauhelo today, how mayor mono mundo sale orange farm mkukwini, who's never even seen 4,000 in a bank account. They are not at the same level of social thinking. Now, you take a whole nation of slaves and you entrust it in the hands of one man, and you test them in the desert. How the f- even testing slaves? Hey? Like they haven't suffered enough. You test them. And when they fail the test, you open holes and holes swallow them. No sabayisakai marwayunga zangu baye genje. It does not make sense. Eh? But those are the problems of a present God for me, in the lives of people. And then the cherry on top of that story is that he then, at the end of the day, makumele bangene in the promised land, he's like, le generation le angithandi. This is a generation of rebellious people. They are not entering my promised land. Do you know of the whole nation this God took out of Egypt? Abantu bangene in the promised land, they are a handful. He kept killing them in the desert. Why didn't you just kill them in Egypt and take a few to your promised land and then start building a new nation, got that few, you know? And then he takes Moses, he puts them on top of a mountain. My husband, we be Zamanye, and there's a so it. Uti, there's the promised land, look at it, but when now, okay, because when you defied me on that day, it's like a Chinese movie. You killed my father. It's 3 generations ago, your father killed my father. He's reminding Moses, 40 years, he's pointing him back to the mistakes he did. Therefore, not entering the promised land. I mean, guys, no. I rather deal with the absent God. Umvengang is not involved in any way in daily. You deal namadlozi, which are both male and female, or you deal with deities, which are also male and female, because amaZulu nomkhubulane while is a female deity. They have other deities. Legama asebalithathi lebalenza a Christian God, uNkulunkulu, is actually a deity in Zulu of war and thunder. It's a male deity. So I rather deal with those, because when you fault, that's why haritinegile rona re mara badimo ba le bona o karabana ngqondo ba mpatla eng ba mpona ke sina chelete. You'll never say umvelinqana, because it never comes from umvelinqana. So for me, they remain pure above everything, which is a better concept and a better philosophy. So that's why again iti maba twasisa abantu and say ba common. I mean, say we fashion. I just bayang mema futhi mina ngisayi yabona ngithi mina limputse haliqedile ka kereke. Kitata, when you've done your church part, mase senfaka into zobungoma. And enazo nje angisagidi nani akuyenzi next lilula ngiyanibukela ngoba nabo lobungoma benu akusayitsi uri kibona uri asibona because lihlabe liqedile urapela ko Jesu wake. Liyaperi diaparo izambatho and then la dithubula selifaka lezi khalgelo yazi abantu abamnyama kisono karuna. I'm telling you, there is no bunch of people that is as confused as our people. Eh? It's painful. You get people who tell you they are Hindi, they are Muslim, they are Christian. All three, actually, good nomina, I can reconcile them. I've never met a Hindu person who tell you I'm Hindu but I'm Muslim at the same time and I'm Christian too. They're Muslim, they're Hindu, they're Hindi. I'm trying to understand, are we desperate? Are we trying to amass all the powers of these gods? That's no longer, it's no longer a belief system. That's witchcraft, Muslim. We are trying to combine all the forces that are out there and amass them and reconcile. Yeah, lapisa. Yeah, I just get tired talking. I'm glad it's not life. Koba, ngibanje na ku life. Guys, no man.
So it's you don't believe that the two can be married together.
It's not even my belief. It's what Christianity itself say. The people who practice pure Christianity, abazalwane kahle kahle, in terms of the African spirituality, not in terms of other things. Ngoba nabo they have their own spielkis. I mean, you can't be feeding people rats and drinking whatever. But in terms of their stand on African spirituality, I understand them fully. Ngoba, it is biblical. When Christ died and the curtain in the Holy of Holies tore, it was removing the law. It was saying the Holy of Holies is over. Now Christ is the overriding. That's why you get saved in the name of Christ. You ask everything in the name of Christ. I then ask, when you reconcile the two, where do they fit in? Because you need to ask through Christ and from Christ. So bayenzani, I've always asked, and I get all the karab. Benzani, bafita kokai. ngoba badimo baba hauli bona utlo ba kupela from Jesus. I'm like, okay, so why do they even matter? Just remove them and be a full Christian.
And do you think that we, okay, I've once tried to answer this question, why we have so many sangomas, nami, yeah. But I think the thing that I was left with was the question of whether we need to better document the practice itself in order for people to be able to differentiate between the so-called fake and the good. So do we need, in essence, an African Bible or an African manual to the practice? And how can people actually tell? Is it possible actually to tell if, as an example, when you go to consult, someone is a genuine practitioner or not?
I think maskale na e consultation ne khaugel. Yabone Europe currently. Church going. We are talking Western Europe. Church going in Western Europe is 3%. I don't know if people are aware. 3%. And in that 3%, you're counting Africans predominantly and foreign nationals who predominantly themselves are African. Europe, they are falling backwards to try and get people to church. Baya abantunge Easter or for baptism, and then ama baptism se wazenziwa Easter time because they know that's when people will come. Ka Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And like it's an hour service, they are done, they're out. They are that because there is a certain level of affluence. Wrongly gotten, because I mean Western Europe has raped the whole world to be where it is, but that's besides the point. The point is currently when we put all populations of the world, America included, Americans are not at the level of Western Europe in terms of comfort and access to resources and access to help. America is an expensive country. America is a poor country, which is how Trump won. That's why Trump was like, put America first. And Americans were like, we think we hear you. You know? Now, Abasonti, Karl Marx was right on that one. The only tenet of Karl Marx that I agree with. Religion is an opium of the mind. The more the rampant the poverty, the more the need for extraterrestrial intervention and understanding of why ngihlala e-Orange Farm emkhukhwini. When on TV I can see ukuthi uKhawugelo uhlala eBryanston, eForest Mills, omunye uhlale Lone Hill unemoto. Why is mina nginje? It should be something in my past or something someone angenze ngiyona. It could be ukhona umuntu ongithakathile. I need to break that spell, you know. If you can take this nation to affluence, if South Africans can wake up tomorrow and everyone lives in a decent home and abantwana bakhe all have bedrooms to themselves and everybody has a car, uzobona ukuthi the interest to go to church and the interest kuyothwasa nokuconsult izangoma will drop drastically. Which for me is sad because it then says what has the ANC done. Ngoba it was not like that ngo 94. Does then that say this ngahlupheki kanje ngo 94? Fact. 94 besihlushwa racism, but people were working. That's why ma uvuka in the township on a Monday morning, you knew that it's Monday, it's not Sunday. There was nobody. You could hear a needle drop. That's how quiet it was. Either people are at work or abantu basesikolweni. Ngesikhathi sethu bekusebenza even abotsotsi laba babamba inkunzi. Uyasebenza efactory kodwa ubamba inkunzi, mara angeke umthole mini naye usemsebenzini. Now, that's why the incidence wasn't this much. As a matter of fact, church going dropped me now when I grew up. Up to when I was 10, 11, Sunday was Sunday. By the time I turned 16, people didn't give a shit about going to church on Sunday. And more people were working. People were beginning to have cars. You're beginning to produce people love animal. Yabo maponya. To cinema was there. So the more people access basic needs, the hierarchy of needs, the more people access basic needs and they are comfortable, the more they can think straight. So I told you that to come back to your question. Lendo your consultant. I always ask people, mean good, why do you see the need? Like, why are you consulting so much? Why? Aunam Samo, you don't get answers at your altar. Ngoba a lot of things you shouldn't even be told by somebody outside. You should discern them yourself in your altar if you are doing the right thing at that altar. Also, if you are not looking for microwave answers, which is another thing that leads to consulting, we're a microwave society. I wanna process. Everything must happen now. Una 23, it's your first job. You already want your first job to be a deputy director. I mean, help me out. So my deputy director at 24, when you are 4 to Zoba Yini, president of the world. I mean, no, guys. So Lendo, your consultant, isuka lapho, we have created a society that does not understand pain is there to be endured. And there's no getting around it. You can consult 30 people. The only thing that's going to happen, ulahlekelwa imali onganayo. You can consult 30 people. Pain is pain. It's part of life. Life is seasonal. That's why you don't have winter always. You don't have summer always. You don't have autumn always. You don't have rain always. You don't have fruit on your trees always. It's seasonal. We've created a society that we have convinced that every day is a summer day. So now they will consult. But atimala banganayo.
And what are the dangers of actually allowing multiple people, especially at that spiritual level, to access you at that vulnerable?
It's very dangerous. Iyafana neyabazalwane. When I stopped being umzalwane, I had to really cleanse and cleanse and cleanse because I had allowed people to lay hands on my head. You know, the most sacred part of a human being in African spirituality is your head. And I don't know how to get hands again because my mom is not a child. And my mom is not a child. I think I'm learning from her. Because into the spirit world, a lot of the things I know, I learned from her. And as a duly so I do. Jay in passing. Yeah, all when. Wow. This is education. No, you will learn it as umona ayeta abuwa ayetang, and then you are just picking up there. And at that time, you are not even aware that you are picking up. So, no, it's very dangerous. If ananje no baby sandlin talk, yo, it's a very dangerous thing. Now, tinage African women, you're not gonna like this. Now, see, I combine even more. Ngoba ma umzalwane, ubegwe izandla, upasta. Mhlambu uthwele ngoba abathwa mabenza kanjalo ukuthwala phela that's witchcraft so that they cast a spell so they can collect more money and the rest so that bahule so kubeka izandla he's passing his own spirits to you then ufake pure human hair of people who had their own spirits yabona and then I human hair I saw the making of it is not from one person so mhlambe izabantu abayi 8 or 9. Now, there's something called intergenerational trauma. Sadly, the hair we wear is not white hair. The people who have latitude over the earth thus far. It's faggy human hair of people of color who have intergenerational trauma just like us because of colonialism and slavery. Either Brazilian or Native American or Indian, they suffered the same things we suffered. And we have proved it now that trauma is intergenerational. We have been transferring this trauma because we are not dealing with it. So upete le yabafundisi abakufake amadimoni wabo ngoba bathwele nophete human hair yakho and then ngapha uya consulta yo that's why basthuka yibona babona ngathi na ithe sihlanyane that's why they just look at you and they're just like uphuma phi yena lo it's like throwing a human being in a lion's den lions are just like uyihlisitse uyahlanya that's how I feel when we deal with women. No, there's a party now that's just like, sicela uze please, uzothatha i-women's ngithi mina. That's the last department I would ever volunteer in my life to head in any, or I would even refuse Minister of Women and Children. Ngala, ngantshe ukuthi sorry.
Why?
No, the most spiritually tiring and defeating people to deal with currently in South Africa are women and girls. They are at another level. And it's the things I just said. Because when you have a whole nation of women who've become so arrogant and so ignorant and so angry and so you have to say, okay, but what is it that they are doing in common? It can't be the food. The men eat the food too. And for me, it's the things that are just counted. Because now you're consulting, I hope you're aware. Basadi ba consult more than the men. Ezangomi. Nasban na bayang. Ban na dragged by the women. Liko kereking, same thing. There are more women in church than men are. So it's these things that we are doing to ourselves, Kaofelo. You know, we have become, your African women have become very tiring to deal with. Honestly, just you don't know where to start. And then they also have an unteachable spirit. So it's not like, I want to understand. They don't want to understand. They want to tell you from ignorance what they know. And perpet is the ultimate truth. You've sealed. There's no penetration. So I'm telling this parting it. I was a guerrilla, then I was an admiral. So I choose my battles. I don't fight battles. I know I'm going to lose. It's not nice to lose. So when people have done this, but combine arrogance and ignorance, and they don't want to learn, and they have an unteachable spirit, how are you going to break that seal? Uzoenzani?
And
as you say, kuhlafunile ofisini. They don't even wait for you to finish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I remember, in fact, like you were there, I was like, can I speak?
Exactly.
I was so defeated.
Exactly.
Everyone had a view, but not an understanding.
Thank you.
They even said, yeah, we need to find out because this sounds like a very unique tender that some people have access to and the rest of us don't. Wow. So maybe we can talk about like the different, do you have an understanding of the different healing repertoires? Like, can you define, like, can you, even if it's briefly, what is the difference between isangoma, inyanga, nanani, and
there are only two, by the way. Angaze zinye ziphumaphi. Traditionally, there are only two. Either isangoma or inyanga. Or ufana nathi nje, we are in African spirituality. I mean, kahle thina, we are just practitioners of African spirituality. Because I'm neither isangoma nor inyanga, but I'm just practicing the spirituality because I'm African. Now, inyanga aitwas. That's why in Sizulu City, inyanga ipati kwama. Sinyanga is literally what a medical doctor is. Inyanga ifunda ngokubona. Inyanga gets taught by enye inyanga that, oh, uthi beka blocked and then amehla buhlungu. Oh, okay. So ungathathi this one ngoba le izovula but it will affect the eyes. So you need one that will be gentle on the eyes. But inyanga will know that by having done it and it. Ngoba bekungana skolo ithi, now we are practical people. So inyanga ke nemithi uzonuka, then uyakufundisa. So uphathe ikhwama zenyanga and beziphathwa mani bingapheli 10 years uziphethe until inyanga officiates you and say, yeah, I think now right. Aina confusion. I consult. It's not a seer into the spirit. It's futhi nje dala mina ngisakhula maungena endlini yenyanga uthi bengizobuza ekhaya kushono kakhulu ne kese athi yo ay uzendlini wrong uzendlini yenyanga mina if you bogula physically besizokhuluma manje what we are bringing is spiritual mele uyothola umngoma la ekhaya siyinyanga or ufike khona uthi next door in balahlela makata file and I think that's why ngithakatha so ngizofuna umuthi nami to reverse it athi yo I think he came to the wrong house la ekhaya siyinyanga siyalapha. When udinga umthakathi manje la ekhaya asithakathi, so we can't even refer you ngoba asibaza abathakathi ngoba we don't deal with them. Inyanga le. Actually, there is a third, right? The third umthakathi. Abathakathi, the aim of umthakathi is never to heal, is never to mend brokenness, is never. Umthakathi is just to cast spells. Umthakathi is to give you undue power, undue favor, undue. Umthakathi is just there to make you to lord it over others, truly. Whether ubatla o promote wako merekom before time, whether ubatla batu ba utabe, or ubatla boyfriend au rate kankani, because I mean, maranga kufuna kakufuni, love is supposed to be free. Haibo. So that's abathakathi. And then you have umgom. Abangom abaya twasa. But mina, yes, abangom abengazi. Ukuthi awufiki utshelwe ebangomeni ukuthi kumele uthwase. Mina bengazi ukuthi ama science nje abakhona usakhula nje ayazibonakalela kucace nje ukuthi lo umntwana owaba phansi ene nje ne seclusion yakhe even from people ibonakala njalo kamncane ukuthi ah lo size sithi ngamagama iEnglish namhlanje bathi ay uyi loner uyi introvert ay ubizwa enayi ukuthi akakhuluma uyakhuluma nje akakhulumi nani in this realm is more in the underworld realm those are the people la interact nabo akhuluma nabo most of the time so yeah abangoma bayathwasa I'm not sure though ukuthi abangoma bebathwasa like kuthwaswa manje me umuntu ezothwasa la yabona nje windowse isibaka disakini wadibona lwe diso oba aguna 7 so mase ngithwasisa these windows must always sparkle lama curtain mela wash awashwe every week the carpet meli cleanwe daily I'm just like uzokwenzani la uzofunda to be a domestic worker or uzofunda to be spiritually attuned it does never make sense I didn't know mna ukuthi amathwasa ama domestic servants traditionally I knew ukuthi if uyothwasa kwaMkhize ene kwaMkhize kunabantwana endekudala futhi kwakushadwa isithembu predominantly abakwaMkhize nje they continue with their work ababezenzela the daily chores they were doing ngoba nokuthwasa nje kunendumbe yakhona within this household uyabona futhi nje nokuhlangana nefamily yakwaMkhize ubungahlangani because awuzanga kubo uzela endumbeni ene indumbe that's why sasakha ibe yodwa nje indlu yogogo ibe separate yabona so eish ukuthwasa kwanamhlanje nako nje you know my daughter looked at it and she was just like yabona if mele ngithwasa laba phansi engihamba nabo they will understand bazamhlalisa entabeni or ehlathini or wherever they will teach him themselves but I am not going to be somebody's slave angiyowasha that's what they do and by justify it does not make sense that's cruelty people what are you justifying this person utlile mo akula spiritually utlo thusiwa spiritually if ro tlhatswa tsa gagwe dilo tse a jang ka tsona if amathwasa uri ba ne routine ba iphegela bona mhlambe ba i 3 or ba i 4 ba ya thwasa ba phekela na bona ba ya clean up indumbe iyapa ngai clean mara if now they are in charge of this whole household abantwana bala se bawashelwa ithwasa ngamkhipha mno wami on the second month ngiyamunza mo ngiyamkhipha I think is desperate kakhulu nathi any desperation yenza ile nto isho lack of knowledge so yeah ukuthwasa iloko ke mntanami ukuthwasa is to be a seer a prophet ukuthwasa is to be able to see things mara ngoba isiya yethu ayifani nesiya yakwa religion actually ziyafana ngoba neyakwa religion would a prophet let's say Benihin he calls himself a prophet would Benihin be able to tell you about your life outside of the Holy Spirit and Jesus angeka kwazi angithi na same thing nezangoma with CS you need to walk so upright with your own because remember bungoma bagawo is based on your own people's purity and your own people's power and abantu abaphansi ke abazwani ne nonsense those people truly about only nonsense ngiyabona people take african spirituality like into encane nje abazwani ne nonsense most of the people who think mina ngiloyiwe ushapiwa ke bathu bakoluna look at your work what are you doing on this earth you know so you need to be upright with your people first before your people can even how ba kupa kire they all in that underworld ha nna ke tlo tlhahloba ngo shabalala o ke bona batho ba koluna ba khuthusang u yo biza bo shabalala in that world to come to this session now if your walk with your people itself is not right u bitsa bo mang go bitsa bo mang you understand ene ngoba se ba yathwala nazo leza ngoma ziyathwala phela manje because now about money so usamona demons to someone who that they are calling ushabalala because mina ngoshabalala ngizohlahluba so usamone who kama demoni asamona which other demons that are parading as shabalala in this session of consultation
so how do you know Are there signs or indications that people can take with when they go to consult? How do you know if this is, can you even tell if this is a genuine intercession?
You can, actually. So spirituality said is based on the four elements of nature. That's why Haritela Snefu, it represents the soil. Impepo represents vegetation, but the fire also, because here sparka. And then Momu Matamanzi would worry, it's the water in the wind. So in our spirituality, nature is in us and we are in nature. But we have been so divorced from nature and convinced so much that Haribatuba nature, because of poverty, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't give a shit about a dying bird if I haven't eaten for 2 days. It's just the instrumentalism. If I won't actually even be happy that bird is dying so I can eat it, you know. Kanti traditionally, when people were okay, if Nyahamba, a bird falls and dies, I would say, what does this mean? What is this saying? Nyo consultant, Nyahamba, Nyafiga gulendlu, Nyanoka, and I feel a bit dizzy. I'm like, okay, a bed fell, manja, I'm a bit dizzy. Okay, something is amiss. Okay, you know. So, signs, nature will talk to you, but your own people will talk to you. Uzozwa. That's why the nezaka, the idiom, ski inkonjika, kastuan.
DM, a little DM.
Yes, DM. All of them talks of your body. When you're in uncomfortable situations, amazulati, kupagami inwele, you know, you feel your hair. But kunyuka into, you feel like something is crawling up. So you're, even your body, that's your people now talking to you. So, abakhona ama science man. And then ufike, and then this person abuze wena ukuthi wakwabani. Okay. Yeah, okay, mhlambe I can give you that and say, fine, I can tell you my surname. And then bese buza mina ukuthi, okay, uzokwenzana or ngakusiza ngani? No. You are not inyanga. You're not a medical doctor. A medical doctor should ask me that. Ngoba a medical doctor kusi prophet. That's why mangifika a medical doctor, check if I let me check his surname, check the race, because there are diseases that go by race also. That's why you must write your name, but ne race, ne gender, ne age. So my figure beside the axis and then, okay, yes, I'm a dollar. I'm beside a company, which, okay, my age is 62. So as check osteoporosis, my rock, I'm like, okay, have you noticed that we have a film? All right, ngoba, is not a prophet. Now I can't come to. Ngoma, they say, buzi, mi buzo, ngati, buzo, inyama. There are things you are supposed to know. You can't ask me how to get it. My understanding is you should know. I shouldn't be the one telling you. And by a child abandoned, there's a wrong, munda sali, as I, okay, maybe it's something I did not know. No, your gut feeling is telling you already, which is equal in the curriculum. So, usa dulezi. Usa salile.
And obviously, people use different methods of seeing, right? Amatambo, I'm sure there are other methods I wouldn't know of. I just know of Amatambo. Specifically, Amatambo.
Laba abatibona, basebenza ngesipho, which is also such a mistranslation. Marabati banespiwo, so baneithunywa. Though but wasile babiriki samiti like I'm apostol type of thing. Yeah. So kona nabayenza kanjalo. Who don't cast bones.
But see, that's the thing with bones. I'm sure there are ways that you can tell if the information that is here correlates with what they are explaining, right? But like even looking at the tools that they use, can you tell, for an example, even if it's Amatambo, are there like basic things that when you look at Amatambo that you have had to breathe over, that this information is correct and this information is the same one that they are communicating?
It's actually hard to tell. And I think which is why it allows the deception. It's hard to tell about Amatambo, our caste, our puming of fun. I am a booty. At least it's a matter of thing, or as of whom in a certain way. And that's why bona yibo who are trained to read lamatambo, you wouldn't be able to tell. But when you are covered in a manner that the information you are told should correlate truly without a shadow of doubt like this with who you are. I'm trying to think, there was one, or there was a woman, perfect example, I went to when I was leaving Christianity, embracing African spirituality. And we all fall in that pitfall because that year, I'm consulting, I was not understanding. So, and my mom had told me, when I die, because you will consult, and it happened exactly, and it was the year she died, exactly the year she died. So I go to this woman with my husband and my daughter. So, isangoma. But, I don't remember. But she also has something. Masas, my daughter. Karienzweka, karids mumshanga. Ia move so, ubualiona, and then imuve. And then ubuzayona. Upega matamba buzeyona, uibizu mkulu, that's the nalelo term li wrong. That is umpanzi lo hamba nengu. It was something else. We'll talk about the category of ancestors before you go. So yeah, move us all. So, upetile kun shashuba yis matamba, unaluona, I remember. Upetile was shashuba yis a family. And I mean, that's when I had taken the EFF to court and they threw me out of parliament. Si hamba nge Hyundai Tucson, steli petrol ye 20 rand. 4x4. Akina peleke ya udulangna. My home, itatiu, I can't pay my bond. I actually sold my house. Nga builda kamshanga. Now, and kamshanga anga rufi at that time. Ku build iwe. It's a structure. Sihlala in a one room esifulele in the yard. Asina mali technically. And then, ubuza this thing ya hamba. This thing also... okay, so now mailing in charge. Just tell about the nongs on case, so now mailing in charge. So umkulu we o decide ayo ama price la. Ubuza yonke into ibuza iya move out. So ubuza this thing. Uhawelo yakula. Uzakutshela before kuthi if iya ngapha, then okay uyakula. If iya ngapha uthi no. So ubuza this thing. So banemali labantu, it goes this side and it says yes. And then Utike, okay, Zon charge 10,000. So I was just like, I'm sorry. Njengoba sizela. Sizoya ku brother akashabalala ohlala two streets from here. Ubuyothola imali ya petrol to go back. The car that's parked outside is on empty. So I don't know what your thing is telling you. I don't have 10,000. But we understand that abanye abantu in that situation would play along. I fool nele 10,000. Anza iki itu rana yona. I'm just like, that should on the spot tell you, I'm not dealing with umundo right la. How can your thing tell you kinali chelet? Ki iki iti na ura kina chelet? Mina that time niya zazu, niya fool nele wabo net bank and whoever, bafu ni mali abo. I know na kura kina chelet. So, it's another thing. I wonder, ngoba, where we are supposed to fight, we don't. Where we are not supposed to fight, we fight with all our might. In that instance, you are supposed to stand up, shake the dust off your feet, don't even carry the dust off that household with you, and just say to the person, I'm sorry you wasted my time. Ngoba lento le eyakho, lento ekuthi ayikho. Ngoba mina la ngkhona actually. Le moto le ngihamba ngayo, iyafunwa nokufunwa, it's going to be repossessed. So I don't know where your person thinks I have 10,000 from. So clearly you are not mundo right. So ngicela ukuhamba. Baya saba bathuthi abantu. Uzokuthakatha. Okay. So then you know it good. It means you know upfront ukuthi wena udili nomngoma. Udila with the crossbreed of mngoma nomthakathi.
What is wrong with where we've put or where African spirituality is right now? Is it an advantage, going back to the first question, is it an advantage that it's something that we are exploring at this level? Or is it then becoming more urgent for us to introduce, if there's a need actually, to introduce some kind of record keeping that will then make sure that the regulation and just how we navigate African spirituality becomes more formalized, more...
I think we should. I think we should because yeah, the advantage of being oral, dala, has been taken away from us. So akusana yo advantage kuba oral. It's more disadvantageous now to be oral. And I think for me, that's why I wrote my first book. And I am actually writing the second one, Let African Spirituality Stand and Be Counted. You know, can it speak for itself? Dala mani ngabo mngomezulu benihlala esigodini sabo mngomezulu undisturbed nohamba yabuye ni la amangcwaba la practice yonke la people lived at least 120 years, so ugogo was the encyclopedia every night kyamanyelwa ukhona. And ugogo had sisters, so she's not the only gogo here. There are other gogos, noma ngashona. We are told. It's life was mellow. There wasn't rapid movement and mass migration and interference and influx uncontrolled into communities. So the encyclopedia was safe within the homestead. E ugogo. Abasekho, I mean abogogo bamanje are not even fit to be called abogogo because abogogo bana 32 yena qala akaqedi her own work on this earth to be able to be the encyclopedia of the family, you know. So yeah, no, documenting for me has never become more urgent than now. We have to. We truly have to.
And the...
but in documenting yetu, it should not take the form of the catechism or the Bible or the Quran or the Torah of Judaism. It should be as flexible as Ayama Hindi or of Buddhists or of Taoists. It's just, it's a skeleton, which is actually what African spirituality is. And that's the argument I make in the book. African spirituality is the skeleton. Combines us all, Cape to Cairo, Morocco to Madagascar, but after the skeleton, for that thing to be alive, you need the blood, you need the heart, you need the vital organs. You need those, then become variations from people to people. I mean, the cosmology of Mazulu, ifane yamayoruba, yamayoruba ifane yamashona, but they are overriding and common things in all of them. The absence of a gender coming from another gender. The absence of genders coming at different points, therefore making one gender above the other. The absence of gendering the originator. You know, the absence of worship. Ayikho worship in African spirituality. Ngoba amaZulu azothi, hayi ikhona ukukhonza. I'm just like, we are talking rubbish. In proper Zulu, Khaughelo came here, took my time for free, over an hour now. When Khaughelo talks to her friends, if Khaughelo was umZulu proper, natori, hey, Dr. Shabalala, ungikhonzile yazi ngesikhathi sakhe. She gave me her time. Ukhonza has never been worship. But we had no weight, so we had to jack roll that weight and make it worship. So those are the common things in African spirituality. So I think for me, those things should be documented. That's what I'm trying to do with this second book. Those ones have to be documented, the skeleton.
And the draft bill that's trying to regulate and more or less formalize the practice. What is your view on it?
Good and bad. Ngoba, government tends to work with whom he can pay off. U government way to, in the last 30 years, has made us know that there's no process. Everything is urgent. Everything is jackrolled. Basebenza are with people who are popular in society. So bazofuna bona labo gogo enkhuluma ngabo, whom I don't even think is angoma between you and me in closed doors. I don't want to start a war with them. I would never consult from those people.
Of course.
Mara iba bazodila nabo. So
actually, that's what's happening. The people that I had made contact with,
so you know. So that's the dilemma of formalizing. They are going to formalize rot, but once it's formal, it will become fact.